Dan Marcus's Wax Museum is a podcast and a website featuring conversations I've had past and present with artists from rock and roll's formative years. If you like what you hear, if you're a fan of the genre, please share this with your friends, like us on Facebook and Instagram, and on the podcast, click subscribe to hear upcoming episodes of Dan Marcus's Wax Museum. Thanks. Chicago, the band, is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Took them a long time to get there, and that wasn't their fault. For whatever reason, it took until 2016 for the band to get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Long overdue. When they started out, they faced some pushback about being a rock and roll band because they had horn members. These weren't studio musicians, session players. There was Jimmy Pankow on trombone, Lee Lochnane on trumpet, and Walter Perezader on saxophone. All members of the band. In the band's early days, there was some pushback from people, I remember it myself, around the dorm. People saying, well, that's not a rock band, they got horns in it, that's not a rock band. You know, that kind of ruffled my feathers a little bit because I went through grade school and high school playing trombone, just like Jimmy Pankow did. So I put it to Jimmy Pankow about some people's reaction to the band not being a rock band just because they had horns in it. I remember when there was criticism about the band that you were not a rock band because you had horns in it. How can that be? You're not a rock band. That disqualifies you as a rock band. And now look at you. Your reaction, please.
Well, you know, when we started out, the band was unique because up until that time, rock and roll was defined largely by guitars, bass, and drums. And when we hit the scene, people couldn't figure out what we were all about. You know, human nature has a tendency to put things in categories for purposes of comparison.
Right.
Or definition. And people didn't know quite what to call us. Are you guys rock jazz? Are you guys, fusion? What is this? Well, Walt Perezader said it best. We're a rock and roll band with a horn section, not just a typical horn section, but a melodic voice within the music.
Yes.
Our horn section has become a main character in the music.
Well, the horn section did a lot of the fills between the vocals that otherwise maybe a guitar would do. That was really innovative.
Exactly. Either a solo instrument or another vocal. You take the horn arrangement away and there are blank spaces because the horns took such a major role in the music. And, you know, as a trombonist, when I was approached with this idea, when we all got together in Chicago and talked about this idea, we horn players were thrilled because all of a sudden we were invited to play the music of our peers. Up until then, you know, it was jazz, it was concert band, but rock and roll.
And the pep band, you were in the pep band, admit it, come on.
Man, I can't tell you how many hours I dreaded marching in 20 degree weather in Chicago, you know, on that football field with a fly banging into the back of other and freezing my butt off, having to use a plastic mouthpiece to get to the metal, you know. And those are the dues you pay.
Yeah.
Come up through the rent, you know.
Yep.
All of us as student musicians, you know, paid those dues.
Yep.
But to all of a sudden get the opportunity to play rock and roll, to play pop music, and be a trombonist was incredibly exciting because that opportunity had never existed before.
Yeah.